USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is considering restarting construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall started by former President Trump. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said during a conversation with ICE employees last week that the administration was considering finishing gaps in the wall. As Governor Gavin Newsom of California faces a likely recall race in November, Caitlyn Jenner is reportedly looking to become the next governor of California. It's being reported that the former Olympic gold medalist and reality television star might give it a go. Jenner, a lifelong Republican, has 18 grandchildren and 10 children. A little-known Los Angeles-based actor was reportedly arrested by the FBI on Tuesday for allegedly running an enormous Ponzi scheme where he duped investors by lying about the success of his film distribution company. 34-year-old Zachary Horowitz, a.k.a. Zach Avery, is accused of cheating investors out of $227 million, USA Radio News.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
At Duracell, we're very proud of being teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.
In a TV interview on Tuesday, former President Trump reiterated his recent statements objecting to Major League Baseball's recent decision to move the All-Star Game out of Atlanta, Georgia. The league's move was a reaction to Georgia's recently passed voting legislation, which was signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Trump suggested Major League Baseball was a woke organization during the interview with Newsmax. He also claimed fans were giving up on America's pastime and again called for a boycott of Major League Baseball. Tiger Woods' car crash was caused by excessive speed, but there are many things we might not ever know about the story. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department will release the findings of their investigation Wednesday morning, but it is a bit curious because last week we were told the findings would not be released because of privacy laws. The sheriff is expected to say the cause of the accident lies squarely on speed. St. Louis, Missouri Treasurer Tashira Jones, who has been outspoken in her criticism of the criminal justice system, won election Tuesday and will take over as the first black female mayor in St. Louis. She will be sworn in April 20th. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
While the unemployment rate is in decline, there is sentiment growing in America about general job dissatisfaction. It's being reported 26% of Americans plan to look for another job once the pandemic subsides. That's according to a survey conducted by Morning Consultants in March. The dissatisfaction is even higher among the largest generation in American workforce, as 34% of millennials are planning to leave their jobs. That's according to the poll of 2,000 full-time workers. The CDC has new guidelines for cleaning surfaces against COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's about time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
This is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, look, again, the first couple of months, confusing. By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.